Welcome to the Living Word with Chuck Davis.
The Holy Spirit and Demonstration. 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5. And I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. One of my favorite passages, because it really applies to the preaching, teaching ministry very directly, but I believe it can apply to whatever the ministry God has given you. Paul basically says, when I came to you, I didn't use just words of wisdom. My ministry was a demonstration of Spirit and of power. There were miracles displayed by power, and there was the Spirit's intervention that was seen. The effects of what happened in my ministry were because of the Holy Spirit. This is so that you would not have confidence in me, the wisdom of men, but that you would have confidence in the power of God for His ongoing work. So it doesn't really matter what your ministry is, but if you will do it in the Spirit, there will be an impact and an influence that radically is different than efforts that are done in the flesh or without the Spirit. If your gifting is to serve, that service will come with a punch, a kingdom punch, because the Spirit will demonstrate and there'll be a release of God's power in that serving. If your gifting is leadership, same type of thing. If your gifting is to prophesy, there will be that element of impact. If your gift is faith, if your gift is giving, there will be an overflow of what God is doing in this earth through your cooperation with the Spirit. I have prayed this prayer over and over. Lord, if you do not anoint what my ministry is today, it's just not going to have the impact that it was designed to have in you. And I find that when we put ourselves before God in this kind of space of anointing and allowing Him to do the work, it takes the pressure off from us trying to accomplish something or to achieve something. We simply receive the good things that He's prepared in advance for us to walk into. My so what today for you is to look to the Lord and remind Him that if the Apostle Paul, who was such an eloquent person, couldn't use words of wisdom to accomplish his proclamation ministry, he needed a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. How much more do you and I need that? Remind the Lord of that. And my now what is then open yourself up and say, okay, God, bring Spirit and demonstration in all the things that I do today. Whether it's a conversation with someone, whether it's a hidden act of service, or whether it's a place of proclamation, that beyond our gifting, the demonstration of Spirit and power would come through our availability to what God wants to do through us in this world today. Lord, we're before you. We bring very little to this equation except our willingness and our look to you. And so once again, as we've been doing for months, as we've considered the work of your Spirit, we open our hands towards heaven and we ask for a release so that there would be a demonstration of Spirit and power in our own personal lives as we walk with you, but also in our service of others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.